This is the Kona Edge, the home of Ironman triathletes who dream of qualifying for the World Championships on the Big Island.
Welcome on to this edition of the podcast. It's good to have you on board. My name is Brad Brown, and it is a Friday as we publishing this, the foot of the weekend, as they say. I hope you got lots of training scheduled for this weekend. What about racing? Are you racing at all? If you are, let me know. I'd love to see where you're racing and what you're up to. You can reach out via social media. We at the Kona Edge across the board. So on the Twitters and on the Instagrams and on the Facebooks, you can find us. Or if you'd like, just reach out. Pop me an email. I love hearing from people who listen to the show. Tell me where you're from. What are you training for? What are you into? Brad@thekonaedge.com is my email address. I'd love to hear from you and love to hear what you're up to and where you're from. Come on, send me mails. I love getting mails. Anyway, my chat today is with Chuck Sloan, where we talk a little bit about his Ironman bike. Before we do that, though, a big thanks to our sponsor for this edition. It was brought to you, or it is brought to you, by Wheel Science. If you are looking for high-performance race wheels, I tell you what, you cannot go wrong with Wheel Science. They have got some incredible wheels at unbelievable prices. They're all built and designed by some amazing, amazing builders. Go check it out, okay? Just head over to thekonaedge.com/wheels. The best part. They give you a lifetime warranty. That's a worldwide warranty. They ship anywhere in the world. Plus, you can pick up race wheels from as little as $799, okay? And if you use the coupon code KONAEDGE at checkout, they'll give you 10% off your order as well. You've got nothing to lose. You can literally get all the performance at half the price. They're up there with the best race wheels in the world. Just go check out the stats and some of the independent tests. Trust me on this one. That's thekonaedge.com/wheels. Welcome back onto the podcast. We head back to the States to catch up with Chuck Sloan. Chuck, welcome back onto the Kona Edge today. Thanks for your time.
Thank you, Brad.
Chuck, you obviously come from a strong running background. Did you find picking up the bike and the bike training came fairly easily to you?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I think the distance definitely challenged me. I just feel like I'm more geared towards I like the higher effort stuff. So for me to get into, you know, 5-hour bike rides and things of that nature definitely pushed me and it took me a little bit to kind of get my head around that. But yeah, I mean, the biking came fairly, you know, it came fairly well to me. I've never been the strongest biker though. I definitely feel like my bike is strong. I have a strong bike, you know, I'm like a 5-hour guy in Kona. So, and there's a lot of those, but they, you know, that bike, in particular is its own kind of beast. But yeah, I think my bike is kind of it's a strong suit, and I actually ride a lot indoors. So I do a lot of indoor training on the bike. I'm on Zwift quite a bit. So if anybody's on there, say hey if they see my name.
is that out of necessity or out of choice?
It's really kind of out of choice. But what I saw was I had an accident in 2010, and I broke my hand or my wrist actually 10 weeks before Kona. And so all I could do was train on the trainer, and I kind of learned, wow, I really had a really good bike. I had a really big bump in my bike fitness that year. And I was like, wow, there's something to this. So I bought a Compi trainer and I started, kind of following the Andy Potts, indoor training line of thinking. And I did most of my bike workouts on the trainer from 2010 to 2012. Well, 2014 probably. And then I really enjoy it. I've found ways to keep myself busy, and I felt like it's given me the ability to cram a lot into a small time period. I think, you know, like when you're a working person, you have a job and a family and all these things, you're trying to balance your timing. And the trainer gives you the ability to just get on there and I mean, you knock out a 3-hour trainer ride and you can get a lot out of that.
Yeah, there's no junk miles on a trainer too. That's probably one of the big things too. No. If you press for time, it's, you know what, there's no freewheeling in that baby.
Nope, you don't. I rarely am spinning my wheel, that's for sure. But I definitely, I've kind of started, but I've, well, okay, I'll say this. Also, there's a safety aspect and we have great roads and great riding here in Tulsa, but with distracted driving nowadays and more people seem to be, you know, looking at their phone or otherwise occupied while driving, it makes me pretty nervous being out there on the road. So I tend to, I really like to, be on the trainer, but in the last couple of years, I started integrating some, kind of trail riding. If really easy stuff, I'll just spin it out on the local trails around that are, you know, you don't have to worry about cars or anything. And then I mountain bike a bunch. I've started really getting into mountain biking and I really enjoy that. So, that's really breathed new life into my bike for sure.
I was going to ask you about that because, I mean, mountain biking is, I think the only thing it's got in common with road cycling is you use a bicycle. It's a different beast. It makes you tough as nails and from an effort perspective, very different to what you would put out in an Ironman, but it makes you extremely strong.
Yeah. And I think there's a lot of, there's so much variability in there. When you're mountain biking, because there's a lot of like hard effort and real easy effort, like where you're just spinning. And if you can find the right trails to kind of cruise around on, you can kind of pick your, you know, you kind of pick your efforts and you can get all you want in a, you know, 2 to 3 hour mountain bike ride. And we've got some great trails out. We've got a nice place to ride here in Tulsa. But then also just 2 hours east of us in Arkansas, there are all kinds of really great mountain biking. And so having that in fairly close proximity is a real benefit for us to get out and really get some nice riding. So
favorite workout, if you could only ever do one workout again for the rest of your life, which one would it be?
I'd go for a mountain bike ride. Yeah. I've done a lot of really fun. I mean, I've done lots of sets on the trainer and I mean, you know, I could do that, but, I get on Zwift a lot and ride around on Zwift and, it's fine by me, but, but honestly, yeah, for the rest of my life, like if I just got the mountain bike, I'd be happy as I could be.
Brilliant. Well, Chuck, it's been great catching up once again. I look forward to talking about your run, but we'll save that for next time out. Thanks for your time on the Cone Edge.
All right. Thank you, Brad.
Thank you for listening. Thank you for joining me today. It was good to have you, and it was great to catch up with Chuck once again. We'll talk to him in just over a week from now to find out a little bit about his run. He's a machine on the run, let me tell you. Sub-3-hour marathons, left, right, and center. We'll find out what the secret is to running fast off an Ironman bike. I also, in a week and a bit, asked Chuck, because he comes from a steeplechase background, what's more difficult, doing a 3,000 meter steeplechase off the bike or a marathon off the bike? You'll have to find out in a week and a bit what his answer is on that one. And I'm back again on Monday. Have yourself a superb weekend. Don't forget to reach out, brad@thekonaedge.com. I can't wait to hear from you. And thanks to our sponsor of this edition of the podcast as well, to Wheel Science. If you want to get high performance wheels, all the performance at half the price, then check out Wheel Science. Just go to thekonaedge.com/wheels to find out more. And make sure that you use the coupon code KonaEdge, all one word, KonaEdge at checkout, and you will get 10% off your order. Until Monday, have yourself a great weekend. Cheers.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Kona Edge. Don't forget to connect with us on social media. Simply search for the Kona Edge.